Since launching its initial membership drive in January, the chamber has grown to roughly 50 members under the direction of volunteer efforts. Nearing the one-year mark, the chamber has hired its first staff member in Katie McDonough, who will serve as program coordinator. A native of North Adams, McDonough returns after attending college in Boston and Nevada, and then working in New Hampshire.
When I left at 18 years old, the city, I think, was at its lowest point as far as business and all that goes. And coming back, I was very impressed with what the Chamber of Commerce and all the people who are working with the chamber have accomplished. Way before they hired me, there's new businesses on Main Street. There's a lot of collaboration going on, and it's definitely on the upswing.
McDonough's initial job will be to increase membership and expand upon connections within the region's business community. President Glenn Maloney says McDonough and Chamber members will look to capitalize on the city's transformation from a mill town to a cultural hotspot.
It's not Massmoca's job to put them in our stores on Main Street. It's their job to get them here and engage them. It's our job to want to get them to stay.
Maloney says 4 years ago he joined with other community leaders to form Develop North Adams. The project-driven volunteer group raised money for efforts such as placing benches along the city's main avenues and renovating downtown green spaces. At the end of 2012, the group decided to reorganize as a Chamber of Commerce to become a localized resource for the city's businesses, residents, and those coming in from out of town.
If you sit and stay a little bit, maybe stay long enough to go in and have a cup of coffee, and if you have a cup of coffee long enough, maybe you stay and shop in the antique shop, and you know, maybe that turns into coming back on another visit and you're spending more money in somewhere else, and maybe one of those people comes and buys a home here.
McDonough says she represents part of the city's revitalization as young professionals begin to move back and help rebuild the area without erasing its past.
All of our families, our mothers, fathers, grandparents, they all grew up working at Sprague Electric, and it was a very blue-collar town. Obviously, the Berkshires has always been kind of a destination for tourists just because of the natural beauty here. But I would say North Adams itself was always a very blue-collar town, not so much a tourist destination, which is kind of now it's the whole reinventing of the city with, you know, obviously Massmoca leads the way there and kind of becoming the top cultural spot in the county. And it's, you know, we're taking that history of North Adams and kind of building on it and saying, you know, this is what we used to be, and we're reusing all the old buildings, and it's an exciting time to visit North Adams and move here.
In January, the Chamber will open a joint office with the city's Office of Tourism and the Franklin County Community Development Corporation on Main Street. Mayor Richard Alkenbright has focused on the revitalization of Western Gateway Heritage State Park, the sustainability of the Mohawk Theater, and bringing scenic rail to the area to make the city an overall tourist destination.
Making the city more, for instance, more bikeable, more livable, more walkable.
The city plans to release its comprehensive, all-encompassing Vision 2030 economic plan in the first quarter of 2014. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.